Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now, let's find out what's going on. Easter is going to be kicking off, the Easter season is going to be kicking off next week, and to get us excited about it, the Emmanuel Lutheran Church Women's Group is going to be holding a Lenten breakfast on Saturday. Here to tell us about it are Barb Denny and Pastor Mike Markwell. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having us, Craig.
Good morning.
So, Barb, this is something that's been going on, kicking off Lenten season here with this breakfast at Emmanuel.
It's been going on for over 60 years. We had a two-year skip during the COVID season, but we've been returned. We always have it the Saturday before Ash Wednesday, and it begins at 9:15, our breakfast program at 10, a musical program that people have looked forward to for many years. We serve good food. We're having eggs and ham, along with our grape side dish this year. So
a grape side dish?
A grape.
Yeah.
Grape.
For it's breakfast?
Grapes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they're grapes, but they're liked by everyone. Mm-hmm. So that is
got
our
whipped
our
cream
main
and
thing.
Stuff in them? Or
yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So our program this year is including, we have a duet from our congregation. Linda and Dave Mason are going to be singing. We have Macy Neumeier, who is one of, everyone knows Macy. She's going to be singing a song that she has selected, which I'm sure everybody will enjoy. The Remnants will be singing a couple songs.
The Barbershop Chorus, yeah.
Yes. And we have a new singer, Kim Webb. She is new to the area, so she's excited about coming. So she came and played the piano yesterday because she's going to play herself while she sings. So she's going to sing Rain in Us. So I think it's going to be a good program.
The purpose of kicking this off, the season off?
To welcome everybody to prepare their hearts for Lent. It's a season that is in all of our hearts, and it's a good way to start.
Pastor, a lot of people think Christmas is the big holiday, but Easter is even bigger when you think about it, right?
Yeah, and we see that as far back as the early Christian church. Easter was the first holiday that was celebrated, and then the Lenten season was kind of the natural expansion of that. And so in the early Christian church, it was the preparing of new recipients into the church at baptism. They would be baptized on Easter, and the Lenten season was the preparation for that. Or if you had fallen away from the church, you would re-enter then during that season as well. And so nowadays we kind of have three different spiritual practices that are associated with the season of Lent. There's fasting, which you see in people who will only eat fish on Friday, that's kind of an extension of the fasting, or people who want to give something up for those 40 days, something that's getting between them and their relationship with God. So that's one of the things is fasting. The other would be almsgiving or charitable giving, doing some sort of service work. And then the final one is prayer. And so I think we'll see elements of all of that kind of wrapped into our Lenten breakfast here, where we'll encourage people to kind of take some time to prepare for the Lenten season and to think about how they want to deepen their spiritual practices during this time.
Music, though, is a big part of this program as well.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Music has been part of our church, and we don't have a choir, but we
have a victim
people
of
that
COVID
sing.
Again. Yeah.
Yes, yes. And so, yes, COVID has taken away a number of things mm-hmm. for a number of areas. We also include the congregation in our songs. We include them so they get to sing too. So I think that's important that they're part of the program.
You mentioned what's on the menu, so it's not necessarily like Punchki day before Lent.
Oh, no,
when
no.
Pastor talks about fasting, where you got to make sure you get it all in before Lent, right?
Right. It's just a normal breakfast, and, yeah. And we have homemade muffins, so.
Well, there you go.
Right.
You do need to register for this.
Yes, and today is the last day to register, and you can call for your reservations at our church at 906-786-6771. Or at 906-280-4938. And that happens to be my number, and I will be answering your phone if the church closes at noon, so we can make sure we get all the reservations in.
Okay, because today is Monday. The church will be open?
Yeah, the church will be open till noon. And if you call after that, just leave a message on the voicemail. We'll get it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Is there a cost to this?
It's a free will offering during the service.
During the service.
Yes.
And you don't have to register for the service itself.
No, you don't.
So what time will that start about if somebody wants to skip the breakfast?
The service starts at 10.
At 10 o'clock?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the breakfast starts at 9:15 mm-hmm. with the program at 10 o'clock.
Yes.
Very good. Who can attend?
Anyone. Everyone. Everyone is welcome. We have many people from many different churches that attend our breakfast. And Literally, I talked to somebody, I so look forward to coming. And that's, we have a lot of returning people that come every year. So.
Very good. Anything else, Pastor, about the season that we're heading into?
Yeah, we have Emmanuel, like a lot of other churches, kind of adds some services during that time. So we'll have a midweek Lenten series that'll focus on lament and the different ways that we kind of grieve what goes on through scripture and through song. And those services will be Wednesday nights starting after Ash Wednesday. So Ash Wednesday is February 14th, Valentine's Day. So before you go out to dinner, you can come by Emmanuel at 6 o'clock for service, get some ashes placed on your head and participate in that service, and then go out and eat after that. And then the week after that, starting the 21st, we'll have our 6 o'clock service. That service is only usually about 45 minutes, but before that, at 5:15, we'll have a soup and sandwich. And then during Holy Week, we have a Monday-Thursday service, but what I'm excited for this year is our ecumenical Good Friday service is moving to 6 o'clock p.m., and Emmanuel will be hosting that. So we partner with the Presbyterian, the Methodist, and the other ELCA Lutheran churches in town, and we'll have a ecumenical Good Friday service that we invite the entire community to come in and attend.
I see there's a theme, Barb, for the event. Is that Saturday or is that for the whole Lenten season?
It's just for Saturday.
Okay.
It's Find Your Mission.
Tell me about the theme. What is it for?
It's Find Your Mission. What can you do to make someone's day better? We want to be positive, and everybody can be positive. Just a thank you, a good morning, just what a simple little, we'll have a few stories and Pastor will give us a good message and it'll be a good theme.
Yeah.
Very good.
We all have calls in our life. You know, I have a formal letter of call as a pastor. You know, we talk about being called to ministry, but every individual is called in their own ways to serve God. And Craig, we just recognized you on Sunday for your answering of your call. I was honored to be able to present to Craig the Lamb Award, which recognizes his service to both church and to scouting.
Which I have right here, Barb, if you want to see it. Didn't you see it?
It was nice. For at least 10 years of dedication, which Craig has many more than that in both those places. But that's one of the ways, you know, people answer their calls in different ways. We just listened to the hospital, you know, all those nurses and staff that support caring for people, that's answering their calls as well.
The award, it's called the Lamb Award, is a Lutheran award, but goes to anybody who serves a youth group, and scouting being one of them. And you're right, Pastor, I consider that to be my participation with the church and helping youth in our community become good citizens. the idea there is, while also promoting the 12th point of the Scout Law, which you know is to be reverent. Yeah. And so if any kid, in our case with our group, 11 to 17, is interested in outdoor activities, whether it's camping, canoeing, fishing, all of the above, as well as sailing and log rolling, we kind of throw those in there as special activities. And I'm hoping that we get a lot of kids interested in sailing this year that will be able to go on. But I do like the log rolling part of it, too. It's kind of fun. Yep. Certainly a cultural history to our area, as well as kids actually all, the reason they're there is they love the camping part of things. And I know, Pastor, you've gone on some of those outings as well.
You even had me out there log rolling once. Yeah. So,
and you have the shins to prove it.
Yeah, I do. I have still got some bruises. But no, it was a good time. And I think the kids really enjoy some of those different activities and things that that they wanted to have opportunity to do otherwise.
So we meet on Mondays at 6 o'clock, between 6 and 7:30 at Emmanuel. Just come down to the north side door there and you can... we can give you more information about that as well. Barb, the phone numbers that you need to call to do the registration today for the Lenten breakfast on Saturday?
906-786-6771 or 906-280-4938.
That is for the breakfast itself. Those that want to attend the program afterwards, that starts at 10 o'clock, then you can just come on in. There's lots of space available for that.
Yes.
Barb, thank you so much. Barb Denny is with Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Mike Markwell is the pastor there. Thank you guys so much for coming in. Good luck with the event.
Thank you for having us, Craig.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.